4 HKX. Hold.
KO4HKX, KO4PXB. How's it going, Patrick?
I'm doing good this afternoon, Lloyd. How's your drive home so far?
Doing well. I made it off of 85 in 22 minutes. That's awesome.
What a rainy afternoon. Yes, it is.
Yep, it's a miracle of miracles. Except right now, just got to make it to the daycare on the disaster of Woodruff Road and then make it to the house.
Did you have a good day today?
Yes, sir, I did. Like I said, I got the, we upgraded a server that was old that we were phasing out, and we got the last part of the software issue fixed with the support company today, so all that's up and running.
Everything went good for you. I had a good day. You know, other than the rain moving in, it was a good day.
I'm glad you had a great day. Yeah, with the type of work you do, is rain is tends not to be your best friend.
But it's not the worst either. I mean, as long as it's not just a torrential downpour. Today, just it's a groggy day and kind of gets everybody's attitudes down a little bit, but it was actually a pretty good day today.
Yeah, because you might catch all the people in the shop and want to be looking for tools.
Sometimes, but they tend to be afraid to get wet going to the tool truck.
Pull up in one of the bays, and that way they stay dry.
I had a text message while I was here at the red light right quick, but I try not to pull in front of the bay doors. That way I don't block up the business. I try to get somewhere out of the way.
That definitely makes sense. I'm not sure if it'd be worthwhile to put an electric awning out there with the sides on it, so where people would just be able to come up underneath there, at least not be in the rain on the probably about the 10, 15 feet length of the awning.
No, not really, because I'm hoping not to be there that long. Most owners get mad at you if you come in there and set up camp.
Yep, that is truly understandable. Yeah, because that's definitely a godsend with my camper. When it's raining, I just put the awning out and just have to tilt one side so the rain runs off, but it at least gives you the comfort of sitting outside, and I've got the draped sides, so that way it a little holds the heat in when you're building a fire and it's, you know, rainy and miserable. You can at least be outside without having to sit inside.
It's nice when you're camping like that to do that, but for what I'm doing, it's not really that practical. And then you got Greenville County really needs to trim some trees. We'll leave it at that one.
Yep, that is definitely true. And I guess some owners don't realize the trees that is on their property that's hanging over the roadway, if it happens to inadvertently fall on somebody, then they're responsible for that. I know it, and it's bad that the county, when they see that, they'll just kind of really go drastic. They'll just take the tree down altogether instead of, you know, trimming it back away from the road.
But over near Cherrydale, where they done that beautification act, they planted all those trees right there up against the road and made it really hard to pull out into traffic because guess what height they are?
That's the perfect height to mess up with your truck.
And so it gets kind of tough, and then they hang out in the road and drag down the sides of the truck, and so you got to be careful going down through there. There's lots of low-hanging limbs. It's just an area I really have to watch what I'm doing.
Were they also doing that part of a part of the noise break or just the truly the beautification of it?
There's not enough of a tree there to for any kind of noise buffer.
Yeah, that's definitely kind of strange then.
It's the same way up at the house in Bavard. I don't know why the counties tend to do that. They plant the trees and then never maintain them.
It's my fault that because no one ever gets hurt with it or having a report that limbs are falling on the car, so once they plant it, it's forgotten about.
If they had to drive a truck around in it, they'd definitely be thinking about it.
Yep, definitely true, and I'm not sure what it would do, if anything, to report the tree low-lying limb like that.
Well, I don't know how you'd go about that or where to even start with it, but I'm sure somebody's out there, but I really don't know. It'd just be nice if somebody would maintain the trees. It'd be healthier for them, too.
Might want to look on the SCDOT's website and maybe have a reporting procedure on there.
I just never had any luck with the county's websites finding what I'm looking for.
Yep, a lot of places now are just on information overload.
So you got any big plans for this weekend?
I'm hoping to relax.
Well, sounds like it's going to be a good weekend for it. It's supposed to rain all weekend, I believe.
KO4WA.
Go ahead, KO4HKX.
Patrick, I just thought I'd let you both know that my field day and portable antenna booze are solved.
It was coming in. Did you finally get it in and get it tested?
First contact, Staffordshire, England. Then I talked to a kid at a high school in just south of Cincinnati in Kentucky. And then I got a guy that was running 50 watts POTA at a park in southwest Missouri. And then it kind of started raining, so I brought the thing in. 6 minutes up, 6 minutes down, the thing is slicker than greased owl snot. And no more sagging poles or masts up there, Luke.
Yep, I know you're happy about that.
Thing is slick. So, anyhow, I can't wait for camping season. I can't wait for the summer field day. I'll jump in there for a minute. Y'all carry on. I didn't mean to interrupt too much there. Y'all carry on.
KN4VWA.
I'm clear.
I mean, you're welcome to hang
around. The boss and I are headed over to church tonight. We're going to go do the early supper and then head on into church. And I guess I got about 4 minutes before we hit the door over there. So, anyhow, hey, Lloyd, I'm going to send you some. I tell you what, I'll text you both some pictures of that thing. It is a really good functional design.
That's good. I'm very happy to look at it.
Interested in seeing that too, KO4HK.
Okay. Well, the best part about the thing is it works. I mean, it works great. Oh, and guess what? It's good for 1,200 watts single sideband. And good for 400 watts FT8.
What are 400 watts on FT8 for?
The mouth of the south. You got to really pump it up if you want to hit something like 3Y0J or anywhere down in Australia or New Zealand. But I generally don't go up over about 100 watt on that.
I just thought that was that low wattage for the bad propagation. I mean, I thought that was what it was supposed to be for.
Yeah, wondering about any wattage you want to. Matter of fact, there's a few of those people on there running 500 and 600 watts on it. I can't see that, you know. That kind of defeats the purpose. But, you know, some folks got to punch their way through.
That, well, I thought it was for, like I said, low watts, you know, 5-10 watts.
Those out there that brag that they can hit anywhere in the world, either short pass or long pass, on 5 watts.
I guess it depends on the propagation in the antenna you build. I know there's a guy been checking in from Gastonia on a 5-watt HT.
Hey, that's not that difficult to do, Patrick, because I'm going to tell you why. There's some spots over there towards Gastonia and Kings Mountain that have elevation. And if you get into one of those elevated places, you can hit that second bounce and hit into the repeater without, you know, with just 8 watts. Because I've done it.
Well, you're doing pretty good to have just 5 watts getting into the repeater from there.
Right, it is doing awfully good. And I'll tell you something else, too. That's a sporadic event. It's not a regular, everyday thing.
And you're doing pretty good this week when nobody else could get in because the propagation was so bad. It was weird how it was going. I couldn't even get into the repeater hardly.
There's a perfect high-fast one that I could take that one and knock it right out of the park, but I won't. Lord, I'm going to have mercy on the boy. Why don't you tee it up and knock it out?
I was definitely talking to the gentleman from Gastonia because I was talking to him in my truck one day, and then he, as he was switching around antennas, and then he really got bad reception when he went back to the rubber ducky, and so I've definitely mentioned for him to switch back to the antenna that he had put on there, and then I could definitely hear him a lot better.
I did it from over in that area. I had my handheld going out to a regular mag mount antenna on top of the vehicle.
Well, that way Friday, I'll have to see if I can make it in on my mobile unit.
From inside the truck, have you got a mag mount and an adapter?
Mobile unit, it's on mag mount on top of the Excursion.
Oh no, I thought you were talking about using an HT.
I'm going to use my mobile.
You hit the right elevation over there, you can get right in.
I have to give it a try Friday while I'm over there.
To a guy over at, what's that little suburb of Charlotte that's southeast? Pine something down there. I talked to a guy that was hitting the repeater with a beam from over there.
He was bound. The one I was talking about checking in the net, he was on a beam of something he had built. So, like I said, he was doing a good job getting in for 5 watts, especially when everybody else was struggling.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, I'm pulling in right now, and I will talk to you guys later. Y'all have a good evening, and I'll text you some pictures of that thing. And we'll have to get together and play with it one afternoon. So, Lloyd, take it easy. Patrick, I just don't know what to say about you, boy. 73, scan 4, VWA, I'm clear.
Steve, you and the missus have a good evening. KO4HKX.
I am. Every time I hear people talk about radios, I'm definitely, of course, I'm not going to get stupid and get too much of a rush, but definitely want to get the HF radio and antenna and definitely get something to be able to also talk and use the more of the system the way I can.
Listening and paying attention and asking the right questions is definitely a good way to learn all this stuff.
Yep, that is definitely true. I just got to definitely do it covertly away from the eyes of the HOA, you know, person. All right, I'm in the daycare to pick up my daughter. I'll be back shortly. KO4PXB.
Lord, I may not be here. I'm getting ready to hit the foot of the mountain, so if I don't talk to you again, you have a good day. KO4HKX. I'm clear. 73.